we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we hope we trigger some happy memories for you. We are broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. My name is Mike Murtha, and we are glad to welcome back Ed Schmidt, who missed our show last time around. And Eddie, it just ain't the same when you're not here.
You guys did fine, I'm sure.
We'll forgive you. We're just going to work you twice as hard this week. But anyhow, our show is Trigger Happy Memories, and we always feature a guest each month. This month we have Warren Shortis with us. He's better known as Putz from Turtle Lake. And folks, this is a small town, hometown radio, just the way we like it. It's live, so we're going to have some fun here. Sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors. We hope we trigger some happy memories. Enjoy. Once again, welcome everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and like I said, we're playing live here in the studio, and we have a guest with us tonight. We're going to play a couple recorded favorites, and Eddie, good to see you. You were on the road again this week. You were in Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wow. Yep. You thought going to St. Paul was a long drive, right?
Yeah, I used to think that driving to work every day was a long way, but I took the rental car back, and he says, "You realize how many miles you put on that?" I had rented it for a week and had a couple things that we were doing last week. And he says, "You put 2,400 miles on that car in a week."
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Of course, you went to the dentist today, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask Bob, but now, like when you go to radio school, is that a yes or a no thing you're supposed to do before a radio show? Are you supposed to go to the dentist and get drilled with Novocaine?
And that's a no.
My lip's almost coming back out of it.
Well,
now,
good. So. Good to see you, Eddie. We've been a little busy this summer with Trigger Happy. We played for a private party last week. That was a lot of fun. We were in the theater here a couple weeks ago, and we'll be coming up September 8th. We'll be in the theater again in Amory with Rex Cactus. And the theater's got a bunch of stuff going on. I don't know all the details, but I know they've got it's getting booked. They've got some children theater, some adult theater, the Opry. There's going to be a gospel concert coming up, and they're going to be showing some movies at some point, too. So, and we traveled to Pulaski, Wisconsin with the Polka Busters this summer, didn't we, Eddie?
That was quite good. Biggest, longest parade I ever played saxophone in with you and that tuba.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, it was a great day to do that. So, yes. And our guest this month is Warren Shortis from Turtle Lake. Putz, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, good. We're excited to have you here. We've talked about this with you for quite a while, and for the fact that we are such good friends and we've been friends for a long time, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it should be. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you're a Turtle Lake guy. You played a lot of sports back in the early 70s in Turtle Lake at the school district.
And, yes, I sat on every bench in the conference.
That's not so true. You excelled in football and basketball, and I was told by some players from Clear Lake back in the day that you played basketball much like you played football. That you were,
I believe that's the case.
You were a tough guy on the.
By the third quarter, I was normally on the bench.
He would fall out there. So, it's good to have you here. You've been singing in churches and whatnot for many years, but didn't start playing guitar until you were. In your 40s, I guess?
Well, into my 40s, yeah.
And I think that's a great accomplishment. There's a lot of people that always wanted to learn how to play guitar, learn to play piano, and it's difficult as you grow older, but you did it. And,
It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of help from you, and my buddy Denny Thorson has helped me along the way. It's been a lot of
fun. Well, we've had lots of fun in the last, I think since last December, you and I play once a month at the nursing home at Deerfield in New Richmond. It's the memory care unit. There's two small groups that we play a separate little show for each one, and it's been so fun.
It has been. That's really a treat. And yeah. I'm very honored that you would ask me to do that.
Well, it's been fun, and I think they figured out that we are sincere. We do enjoy doing it, and we enjoy hanging out together, and I think it all works positively for us. But before we get into any more stories, we've got a lot of them, but we're going to have you sing a song.
Okay.
Yeah. We talked about doing, I think, Heartaches by the Number. Is that
really?
Is that going to?
I.
You should have learned that.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not sure if I know that one. Well, let's try it.
Let's see. I'm going to get Eddie to kick it off on the steel also.
I'm on two.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never thought that I could hurt this way. Heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Now I got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting is the day my world will end. Number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on my door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting is the day my world will end. Yes, the day that I stop counting is the day my world will end.
Well, there you go. That is Putz, Warren Shortus from Turtle Lake. It was good. That was fun.
Well, it was fun. You
yes, bet. It was. Let's do it again, shall we?
Okay.
Do it again.
We know it this time.
Yes. No. You know, we've asked everybody what inspired you to play music, and you've been singing for a long time, but started playing your guitar and singing later on. But tell me, what were some of the things early in your growing up, or some of the influences that you had with music?
Well, I sang in the church choirs and whatnot like that when I was a small lad, and then the junior high choir. And as we got into high school, I turned more into sports, but there was always a lot of music around our house. We had the piano, the old upright piano, sure, in the front porch, and the guitar in the corner. My older sister Sharon played, and my brother Dale played.
Sharon.
And like that.
Yeah.
And so
you had lots of music,
yes,
going on around you, sure.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, as time went on, I went to work for at Brenneman's nightclub in Turtle Lake there, and that was four nights a week of music.
Sure. So you heard lots of live music.
Going back to the Common People and the Shemileski Brothers and
sure.
the Valley Boys and Northern Airs and Doug Kruger Orchestra, a lot of them played there.
Oh, sure. And I remember you used to come down to the Country Dam when you'd get done early to see...
Oh, I loved the Country Dam, yeah. Yes. Go down and see John and Dave and the Better Half,
yeah,
whichever.
That was always...
When we could.
Yeah, that was always fun. But you and I put together a song. You wrote a poem a year ago at deer hunting, I guess. Not this last season, but the season before.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that. It was a poem. You brought it to me. You want to know if we could maybe turn it into some music, and we did, at least we think we did. We're going to try it here today.
Well,
but tell us about that a little bit, would you?
It's something I wrote for Vietnam vets that, you know, you see them around, and sometimes you don't know their whole story, and you don't know what they went through or the memories that they have. And it laid in a drawer for a couple years. I'd written part of it, and I never thought it was finished. And finally, I was up in my deer stand, and it started coming to me, and I wrote it down, and luckily a deer never came along. It would have broke my concentration. So I wrote it down and got it to you, and I just love the way it came out.
Yeah, we actually did record this. We're still waiting to finish it in the studio. We've got the basics down and hoping to maybe go out to a publishing company here or there and see
great.
What happens. But
yep.
But it was really fun to do this. You had such good lyrics and a good story, and I was able to put something together. So it was just so fun to share this with you. Eddie, you and I wrote a song together as well, and that was so much fun. It was the Windy Shuffle.
The Windy Shuffle, yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to give this a try. It's called The Old Man at the Bar. So... He's just an old man at the bar. He's there most every day. And if you hadn't known him well, you'd think he was okay. He'll down a few blue ribbons, then stumble out the door. Few know about those purple hearts inside his dresser drawer. He's just an old man at the bar, no more than bones and beer. His gaze is sometimes distant, his thoughts seem far from here. He says they were mistaken. There are those who gave much more. That's why he tossed those purple hearts inside his dresser drawer. We'll never know if the battles are raging inside his head. We'll never see what he saw or do the things that he did. So if you see him, say hello, shake hands and buy a beer. He'll visit a few minutes, but you will never hear about when he was a younger man and they sent him off to war. Nora, about that pair of purple hearts inside his dresser drawer. We'll never know if the battles are raging inside his head. We'll never see what he saw or do the things that he did. Thank you. and never be too quick to judge. Sometimes there's unseen scars. Just get on your knees and thank God above for that old man at the bar. He's got a pair of purple hearts inside his dresser drawer. Hey, all right, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. That's a nice job of writing a great story.
Nice
there.
Job on the music and the singing.
Well, thank you.
I can never tell you how thrilled I am. I am with that.
Well, it's a good. I think, you know, it's patriotic, which is that never goes out of style. And it's, you know, one thing it dawned on me, and this is a true story. We're not going to go into that, but he never wanted to recognize that he did anything heroic. He just tossed them in the top drawer of his dresser, but he didn't throw them away.
That's right.
You know, he didn't throw them away. It's kind of key too to this story. I don't know if you ever gave a lot of. That's probably digging into it deeper than I thought before.
Well, it's good to leave some stuff between the lines.
Well, it is. Yep. So, we had some good memories with. We talked about this a lot too. With Dave Dudley, we got to play with him, Eddie.
Yep.
And it was so much fun, and he said he was such a nice guy. Putz, you got to know him from a different angle. You saw him at. Never heard of him.
Who? No, I knew Dave. I was lucky enough to be part of a deer camp up in Dairyland, just north of Danbury, where Dave lived. And,
sure.
And got to run into him several times up there, and he's just the nicest guy. He was like a farmer or a truck driver that lived down the road.
Sure.
He was just Dave.
Right.
And he was, that's the way he came across, and it was just a joy to see him every time I saw him.
He was, and I had a story kind of similar to yours. Before we performed with him, I was happened to be up in that bar with Dave Swanson. We were up traveling the area, and I thought it was Dave Dudley at the bar, and I asked the bartender, "Is that Dave Dudley?" He says, "Yeah." You know, it's like big deal.
Yeah, just a guy.
And I said, "Well, I might go over and talk to him." He said, "Go talk to him." So I did. I introduced myself to him. And Dave starts talking, and I had just read an article, this is several years ago, that Dave Dudley actually played minor league baseball for the Chicago White Sox. He was in their system, and he had injured, he was a pitcher, he was a terrific athlete as a kid, but he was in their system, he was pitching on a cold, wet night down in Texas, and he hurt his arm, and it never came back like it should have. But so I got asking him about that, and he was kind of impressed that I knew something besides his music. Well, then we talked for the longest time. He ended up apologizing for talking so long to us, and we thought we could have stayed here for 6 hours. It was so fun to hear him. But anyhow, we had a chance to play with Dave for, I guess, off and on for what?
Yeah, the last 3 years that he was alive, 2000 to 2003, is where we got to do a handful of shows with him a year, and that was about the neatest thing I ever got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, when to have him talk to you like you were his steel player, I mean, it just,
yeah.
I still couldn't believe it. And it was, like you say, he was such a nice guy. It was.
He sure was.
Yeah.
One of my memories, we played at the Coachman in Baldwin a couple times with him, but there were some young kids, and they were barely 21, but they knew Dave Dudley's music, and they were sitting in the front row, and we kicked off Truck Driving Son of a Gun. And these kids got so excited, they got up on top of the table, and they were just a rant, and I thought it was so cool that kids that age were getting this thing. So we're gonna play that song right now. It's a Dave Dudley's song called "Truck Driving Son of a Gun." So if we can get that queued up there, here it is.
In every eastern town from Boston to St. Louis, there's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis, and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, a drug driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, flying low, making up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. There are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, a drug-driving son of a gun.
All right, that's our old friend Dave Dudley, and Eddie Lee Potter was with our,
yep.
When we would play with Dave Dudley, Lee Potter would come along with us too, and nice guy, good guitar player.
So I think that's mainly what Dave was doing, was keeping a main guitar player with him. He'd hook up with whatever band, but he
sure.
always had his main guitar man, so Lee could get everybody in the pocket or knew
yeah.
how to what to throw at us to start it, and so.
Especially like the first rehearsal that we had with yeah. with Dave, Lee was there just to kind of direct traffic, I think, or whatever, too.
Yep.
So, but
remember how nervous we were setting up there? We were up at Govey's, up there in Delta Township, and waiting for he'd come driving in, and him and Lee come walking in, and boy, we were pretty nervous, I was.
Well, we were looking out the window and said, there he is. It's like like this, you know, whatever, this great guy comes walking in, and we were just so nervous, but he made us feel good, just like he yeah. did with you after you
oh,
got to
absolutely.
Know him.
Absolutely.
And he was just a regular guy. But Eddie, you wanna sing a tune there?
Sure. We'll do a song here by Ernest Tubb, one called Walking the Floor.
You left me and you went away. Back in just that day, you broke in your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, girl, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep awake now, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Now, darling, you know I love you well. I love you more than I can ever tell. You told me that you loved me and you always would be mine. But you went and left me here with trouble on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink now, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. In the floor over you. Now someday you may be lonesome. Good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep awake now that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Walking the floor over you. Walking the floor over you.
Oh, that's Eddie Schmidt singing that.
That's great, Ed.
Thanks.
Nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 downtown Amory. If you're just tuning in or just driving through town and wondering what is on the radio, it's live, folks. So we're going to be on here the next half an hour or better. So hope you can stay tuned in with us. Putz, I was thinking about a story you told me recently that it was talking, but way back when you were playing football, this time of the year, you and three other starters decided not to show up for practice.
Tell
us that story, would you please?
Well, turns out, yeah. I was a sophomore, and I was a starting quarterback and outside linebacker. Now, my brother was a starting middle linebacker, my brother Wayne, and offensive end. Greg Jensen was a offensive guard and a defensive lineman. And then we had a with us. We jumped in the car. Johnny Cash was down at the state fair. Well, we couldn't miss that. And we went down there instead of the football practice. And it was Johnny Cash with the Carter family, and the Statler brothers were singing backup, and Carl Perkins was his lead guitar player at that time. It was just so fabulous.
Oh,
outstanding.
Man.
But boy, did it hit the fan the next day when we got up in front of Coach Hansen again.
Oh, I bet.
He could not understand how Johnny Cash could possibly be more important than football practice. Well, I can't play football anymore, but I still love Johnny Cash.
Yes, and well, I think that's pretty cool that as a sophomore, your priorities were already
Johnny. Yeah. I was pretty much uncoachable sometimes.
Oh, that's a good story. But, you want to sing another song? Let's get you to do another
Sure.
one. Yeah.
Sure. How about Clayton Delaney?
Sure.
You got a start for that, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. He'd made a big impression on me, although it was a barefoot kid. Said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. Wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Wisconsin in a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. There ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. Well, I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half-stoned and picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do. But it could be that the good Lord likes a little picking too. Gosh, we hope so. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Oh, that is Warren Shortest Putz. Nice job.
Well,
there.
Thank you. Nice. I have always loved that song.
Yeah, me too. That's
I know Tom T. Hall in general is just great.
Absolutely. Yep. We got to play with him years ago over in Hugo, Minnesota. He had his own band, but we fronted the show and did our thing, and he was there. And
Tom T. Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of the artists there. Putz, what's your favorite song?
Oh boy.
What do you think is one of the, I should say, your favorite song? What are some songs that you think that are some of the best songs that strike your heart?
The best songs? I guess, you know, the National Anthem would be pretty close to the top.
Well.
The Lord's Prayer.
We're very patriotic.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine,
yes.
Would be up in there. Golly, I don't know. You know, I'm sure it would have to be a Merle Haggard, maybe Mama Tried would be near the top of the list. That Haggard and Jones and Cash and, you know, the good ones.
Well, I remember you and I were talking a while back about probably kind of this subject too, but we both got thinking about the Sunday morning coming down.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess what made me think of that, I just heard that song. It was yesterday or the day before, and it just hit me. I thought, well, you're right. That's got to be in the top 10 in my book.
I just don't know how you could do any better than that. Chris Christopherson just knocked it out of the park when he wrote that one.
Oh, that is for sure. Yeah, great.
It's got a lot of hurt in it.
It's well done. Yeah. Yep. So, going back to some of the Dave Dudley stories, Eddie, you remember it was Sturgeon playing with Dave Dudley and the Shimoleskis were on the show. You remember that?
Was that the time when it rained so bad?
It rains, yeah. It was one of the few times in all of our playing years that we got drenched. You know,
And it got to the point that we were all so wet that it was just like my wife Joanne and everybody's running around and thought we might as well have fun because we're all soaked and there wasn't much we were going to do about it.
Oh. So. Yeah, there was a bunch of truck drivers that brought their trucks up there too, and they circled towards the front of the stage and they all started their engines up at the same time and brought the trucks up close to the stage. It was pretty cool. And somebody brought in a nice Greyhound bus that we sat in as we were waiting for the show and during the break. So we're in this beautiful Greyhound sitting there with Dave Dudley. It was pretty cool. But anyhow, we're going to play his song 6 days in a row, but I just want to say this quickly. I was listening to satellite radio here a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I like to listen to some of the 60s pop. It's just some great music. But they were doing the top songs of the summer of 1963, and they like the top 50, top 40. And they were doing these songs. I'd recognize all the songs. One was Hello, Mudda. Hello, Father. Here I am. And it was fun.
Alan Sherman,
there you go. But they got down to, they said, number 32 hit the charts in the summer of 1963, a gentleman from Wisconsin, and they kicked off 6 days in a row. And I thought that was the coolest thing that we knew it crossed over into pop, and I think it actually climbed even better than 32. But we're going to give that a spin. It's number 4, I think, on that record. Do you want to give her a try?
When I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye.
I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a like a some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a chicken on down the line, but I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight, I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Oh, that's Dave Dudley, our old friend. That was great to hear that song. And one of my favorite songs. And we're talking about favorite songs. That one's got to be in the...
Oh, that's up there.
No kidding.
Yeah, I saw him in Eau Claire back many years ago, long before I met him. He was on a bill down there. WAXX had big shows there. He was on there with Tom T. Hall, and I'm not sure all who. But
sure.
It was wonderful. That's why I was so intimidated when I finally did meet him up in Danbury.
I know. In a matter of a minute, he's got you calling right down. You're sitting right there with him. But Eddie, you were had been busy doing some playing with. You were at the State Fair.
Yep. Last week there on Thursday, or the first day of the first day of the fair. So it might have been actually a week ago today. Yeah, I do a lot of playing with Darlene and the boys, Darlene and Kenny Nelson, and so we were at the State Fair all day. Had a great day. It's a long day, but you sure meet a lot of neat people, but there was a lot of people there. It was just crazy. So you play every other hour. You have to get there and get your car out of the area before 8 o'clock, and then you play your first show at 10 o'clock. You do 45 minutes every other hour, and we got done at 8:45 that night.
Oh my gosh.
It was a lot of fun, and we enjoy doing that. But as I'd been traveling to the branches a lot, where I worked during the week, I always give them the information to, just in case you're looking for something to do on the last Thursday of the month, and I give them the 93.1 and the WPCA. And so I was talking to one of the guys in the lab there that plays guitar, and he's got an old resonator guitar. And when I was coming into Fort Wayne this week, I drove past Sweetwater. And Sweetwater is a huge music store that's online, and they sell anything and everything, and they're one of the largest in the country. I didn't get to actually go into the store, but in a couple of weeks I'm going to go check out where you can get in and actually check out the store. But one of the guys that works in our lab down there in Fort Wayne, he said, before that got going, he knew the guy's name that's kind of the head guy behind Sweetwater, and he said when he was in high school buying an alto saxophone, he bought it from this guy, and he says, "Well, I'm going to throw in this and throw in that, and want to make sure you're happy." And he said, "That's my claim to fame. I knew him before he started Sweetwater."
Oh,
so that was kind of interesting. So
yes, well, that's good. But yeah, I'm going to say hello to a few folks like we try to do every month. Edna over in White Bear Lake. I talked to Edna today again. It was nice to visit with her, and hope you're tuning in here. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. We hope you're out there. Tuned in to Jim, Jay Swinson over in the Twin Cities. Uncle Bob from the Country Dam. We always got to mention Uncle Bob. And I went to church with him here a week ago Sunday. They had an outdoor church service in town here. Heather from Shakopee, I hope you're tuned in. Don up in Balsam Lake. Mom and Jim. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury. And Gary McIntyre from Baldwin. Got Phil and Linda from Wilson, Wisconsin. I hope they're tuned in. Krista and Ben, my daughter, and two grandsons, Landon and Will, and of course my wife Debbie. So and Putz, you want to say hello to a few folks there?
Well, I'm going to start with my wife. You put Debbie on the end. I'm going to go the other way and start with my wife Julie down in Hudson, and her parents. I hope they're listening. Gary and Dory Solem from Turtle Lake, and my sister Sharon and her husband Wayne. The Hunyaks are listening tonight, the Danny Thorsten and Bill Gnatzik, and they're the real brains of the outfit, Mary and Susan.
Right.
And then got to say hi to my buddy down in Prior Lake, too, old shotgun Jerry Ryan. He's tuned in tonight, so.
Well, neat. And like we've said before, this is so nice that you can tune us in on the internet, and people are finding us. And we appreciate that so much. And if you're somebody out there that wants to have your name announced over the radio that you do listen, let us know, and we'll certainly add you to the list as well. But anyhow, that's enough talking. Do you have something?
Yeah, just a couple to say hi to. Like I say, hasn't been traveling to the branches for work during the week. Jim out there in Fort Wayne, and when I was out working in Green Bay, there's Jay and Chad out there, and the guy that does all our computer work over in Minneapolis, he's been listening. He's got an old Gretsch banjo, and he's got a beautiful old Fender guitar. But Brian Jevning, he's been listening a lot, too. And when I asked him, I says, what do you think of the show? He says, well, it's different, but it's good.
Well, he didn't say he didn't like it, so. Yeah.
No, so that's good.
Yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're going to try another song that Putz, you and I put this together. It's called Down to the Bar, and it's a little deeper thought than just that. You want to tell us a little bit about how you came about? I guess I mentioned to you about writing a song about just a blue-collar small town. I like those kind of towns.
Right.
And you came up with something.
I was driving up. I play golf up in Clear Lake, and I was driving up there one day, and I was mulling it over, and I thought, well, how can I do this? And I came up with, we're at the end of Main Street, we're down to the bar, meaning the end of Main Street. And I called you up right at that time. I was so excited. I was by Somerset heading north, and I think I got it. Mm. And I think the next day I'd written my part, and then you added some to it.
Sure.
And I like the way it came out.
Yeah, we're going to give it a try here. So. There's neon in the window. It says welcome on the door. The hardware store is boarded up. The grocery store is gone. 4 o'clock is happy hour. 3 pickups in 1 car. We're at the end of Main Street. We're down to the bar. It seems that not so long ago, this was the place to go. Back before our plant got moved somewhere in Mexico. About that time, the school was closed. It's just the way things are. We're at the end of Main Street. We're down to the bar. Oh, how it breaks my heart to see it go this far. We cherish all the memories down to the bar. Built a brand new interstate a few miles to the south. And came that big old superstore, that's where we're shopping now. We had a bank, a drugstore, and a dealership for cars. We're at the end of Main Street. We're down to the bar. Oh, how I miss those years when the streets were lined with cars. Now nearly all the shops are closed. We're down to the bar. Oh, how it breaks my heart to see it go this far. We
cherish all the memories down to the bar, down to the bar, down to the bar.
There, down to the bar.
Good job.
Well, thanks. You wrote the lyrics, and I added a little bridge part, I guess, to it. But I think I was telling you this, that I sang this song at a library. I wrote a book, and I go out and do some library presentations with Dan Wohl. And we did this song. It was down in Ellsworth, and it was for a senior group. And two different people came up to me afterwards, and one said, have you ever heard of whatever, some small town in Minnesota? I said, no, I haven't. That's where I grew up. She says, that song is that you wrote is about my hometown. That's what happened. We used to have all this stuff going on, and the stores would be open on Friday night. And then somebody else come up and asked me if I was, I think she said Maiden Rock. Do you know where that is? I said, yeah, it's on the way towards Pepin, I guess. She said, that song that you guys wrote, that's about Maiden Rock. And I thought, that's what we were hoping for.
That's exactly what we were hoping for. You know, I hope somebody in Nebraska thinks it's about their town.
Well,
too.
Yeah, and it's hopefully it has a little wider swath than Clayton or whatever. But
I hope so.
But it's kind of a sad song, thinking how things have changed compared to when we were kids with whatever. So we're gonna do another song that we Eddie we're doing songs that we wrote or co-wrote. We're gonna do one that you and I wrote together. You want to tell about that one?
Yeah, there was. When I was playing steel guitar, I always had single necks, or I had an extended, you know, single neck steel. And Wendy Howell says, you got to get yourself a double neck. You got to do it. And he threw some money my way. He says, you got to get a double neck. So I did. And then when I did that, he always liked that, the C6, the bigger, deeper neck that's more jazzy. And so when I started learning how to play that second neck, I thought, well, I kind of came up with this melody line and seemed like it was working out pretty good, and then I played it for you, and then you threw the words towards it, and then so then we came up with the Wendy Shuffle.
Sure,
so.
You had all the music down, and I wrote the lyrics, just opposite of what you and I did.
Well, but you're versatile, Mike. You're versatile.
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 Yes. So we'll give it a try here. It's called Wendy Shuffle.
When the band plays plays the windy shuffle.
Oh, that's the Windy Shuffle, named after Windy Howell.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. Yes. So, you had something you were...
Oh, you guys are talking about Tom T. Hall before, and many years ago when I lived in Hudson, and the music store in town was the Music Garden, and there was a gal that worked up at the Hudson House, and she called my older brother Steve and said, "You got to get some guitars and get up here. Tom T. Hall's band is here, broke down, and they're looking for something to do." So we went to the Music Garden, got 2-3 guitars, went up there, and he's just sitting in the lounge up there at the Hudson House.
Oh, my.
And so and got to sit and play along with them guys, and the fiddle player was there, but he didn't have his fiddle. He says, "You got a fiddle?" I said, "Well, I got one back at my apartment." So I went and got that, and I've got my grandpa's fiddle, and took that up there, and he made that thing sound like something I never heard.
Oh, wow.
He goes, "You want to sell it?" And I go, "No, I can't." But that was really neat. And I think his bass player that had been with Tom T for the long, just a great singer. Mm. But that was pretty fun run into them guys like that.
Well, yeah. I remember Dave Dudley telling us that he actually is the one that brought Tom T. Hall to Nashville.
Gee.
And he played in Dudley's band for a while, and I remember Dave said they're out in the West Coast, and Tom T. Hall was playing bass, and he said he was a terrible bass player. And he said, "I'm going to have to fire you." And Tom T. says, "I'm not a bass player, I'm a piano player." He said, "Why didn't you tell me? Why don't you play the piano the rest of the night, and we'll get somebody else to play the bass?" And he said they were great friends from that point on. But he said, "You can't fire Tom T. Hall." You know, but so... You know, we're talking about the theater a little bit here, too. We're going to be back September 8th. Putz, would you ever come to the theater and sing with us there?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
Oh, it'd be fun.
I'd be honored.
We're so glad you made it tonight, and
well,
thank
this
you
is,
for...
This is one more thing I can take off my bucket list now.
Oh. Well, it's just great to have you here, and we thank you for taking the time to do it, and we're going to have to probably wrap up here. We'll be back again the last Thursday of the month. And hope you tune in. But again, we'll be at the theater September 8th with Rex Cactus. And hope you folks can come out and enjoy the theater. It's wonderful to see them making use of that building. So thanks to Bob Zank, who engineered for us again tonight. And we'll catch you next time around. And again, Putz, thank you so much for taking the time.
I'm thrilled. Thank you.
You bet. Yep. Take care.